Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And this episode is called Disney Day because it's all about Disney. Yay! And today might be the last episode before we go into season 3. Yeah. One more episode, then we're off into season 3. Can you believe it already? Well, this is not the only episode before we're off to season 3. I'm getting another episode soon this summer, I promise. But first, we're all about, in this episode, is about Disney. We're going to play lots of Disney songs, review two new movies, one about to come, and one already out. Can you guess what it is? Well, maybe soon you'll get it. But and then I'm going to say a few stuff about what I like about the Disney World and the Disneyland. And then I might interview my favorite Disney TV show. Isn't that cool? Because this is all about Disney today. Our first song is We're the Same from The Lion Guard.
You think that life is one big game? Joke, you laugh, you take no blame. I'm telling you, there's just no way that we're the same. You got to look past what you see. Try not to judge so easily. Believe it or not, you're a lot like me. Say, believe it or not, you're a lot like me. Sissy needs album means we're the same. I hear what you're saying, but you need to explain. At the end of the day, should be what's guiding us all. The circle of life will guide us all. Sissy needs sour means we're the same. So you've got your spots and I have mine. At the end of the day, it's like water and rain. Sissy needs sour, we are the same. Sissy needs sour, we are the same. Never thought that we'd see eye to eye. I can't imagine why. It's very easy if you try. Still to me, they're brand new thoughts. Not to judge hyenas by their spots. Sissy ni sawa. Sissy ni sawa means we're the same. Forget about the past when there's nothing to gain. At the end of the day, it's like water and rain.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now I'll reveal the first movie that already came. Did you all guess correctly? Finding Dory. Yeah, I'm going to tell what I like it. And the second movie was Elaine of Avalar. Did you guess those two right? Maybe you could put them in our comment section. We would love to know if you guessed wrong or right. So tell us at the comment section. But what I like about Finding Dory is it's all about Dory finding his family. And that's really nice to find your family if you lost it. Isn't it nice to you guys find your family if you lose them? I never lost my family before. But sometimes I do. But sometimes we could. Did you ever... Tell us in the comment section again. So, now I'm going to tell what I like about Finding Dory. You're asking, what's your favorite character? I say, well, actually, my favorite character is... it's hard to choose. Let's just skip the favorite character part. That one would... I think it's the Pipe Pal. Yeah, I forgot her name, but the Pipe Pal is my favorite character. And how about all of you? What's your favorite character, too? Tell that in the comment section. What was your favorite part? You're asking me? Well, my favorite part was when Dory found his family. Yeah, that part was so nice and so cute. I loved watching this movie. Now we're going to play Frozen Fever. And which is Frozen Fever making today a perfect day, I should say. We used to play that back in our season one, remember?
You've never had a real birthday before. Except, of course, the one just spent outside my locked door. So I'm here way too late to help you celebrate and be your birthday date, if I may. Elsa, I'm thinking you might have a cold.
I don't get colds.
Besides, a cold never bothered me anyway. Just follow the string. I've got big plans. I've got surprises for today. Nothing but nothing's gonna get in our way. I've worked for weeks, planned everything within my power. I even got Kristoff and Sven to take a shower. If someone wants to hold me back, I'd like to see them try. You've got me reeling, but I'm still concerned for you. I think it's time that you go home and get some rest. We are not stopping, cause the next one is a bet.
How about the cold remedy of my own invention?
No thanks. We'll take it.
We're making today a perfect day.
We're making today a special day.
We're singing a birthday song to make your wishes come true.
Wishes come true.
We love Princess Anna.
And I love you too.
So we're making today a perfect day. And I'm gonna say it every way. We are making today a perfect day.
To our birthday chills. I mean thrills. Making dreams. Making plans. Go, 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 go. Follow the stream to the end. You are my very best friend.
Elsa?
What? I'm fine. We're gonna climb. We're gonna sing. Follow the stream to the thing. Happy, 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 very, very, very happy.
Up.
All right, we can't go on like this. Let's put this day on hold. Come on, admit it to yourself.
Okay, I have a cold. I'm sorry, Anna. I just wanted to give you one perfect birthday, but I ruined it again.
You didn't ruin anything. Let's just get you to bed.
Surprise!
Wow!
We're making today a perfect day for you.
have to do is for the queen to blow the birthday bugle horn.
Oh, no.
Best birthday present ever.
Which one?
You letting me take care of you.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now I'm going to talk about my favorite Disney TV show, Star Darlings. Who of you like it? Tell me in the comment section. Whoa, I'm telling Mom in the comment section. Well, we're playing that song next. So get prepared. If you don't know the song, show, when you listen to this theme, awesomely have to watch it. It's so, so good. I just got a new book about it. It's called Cassie. It's something about the character Cassie. Do one of you notice Cassie? Uh-huh. Because you might watched it, so you might know Cassie. Do you have any Star Darlings books or toys or dolls? I wonder if you do. But now I'm going to talk about my favorite thing about it. My favorite thing about it is all sparkly colors. They all have sparkly colors that make them unique. I love it. My favorite character is Cassie. Well, maybe Cassie, Libby, Sage, Piper, and Scarlet are my favorites. But I mostly love Piper. I really want to get her book and doll. Her book's coming out soon, but the doll I want. It's a big deal to get one. I know, it's hard for me to find them. I always find them at, like, certain stores only. But I love how they're wish-granting, well, humans like us. Did you ever see a Star Darling come to you? Maybe you did. Secretly, you did. And that's what I like about Star Darlings. Here's the Star Darlings theme. Do you like it? Maybe it's going to help you with the show.
Nothing you first cannot stop. We can have it all. We got each other now.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now I have top 10 things to do at Disney World. Number 1. You could ride It's a Small World. May you discover all the cultures of the world. That ride's fun. One of my favorites. Number 2. Enjoy a treat at one of the cafes. I really like the Boardwalk Sweet Shop. It's so much fun. Number 3. Shop. I like to shop on the main street at the boardwalk. That was fun the last time I shopped. Go to Minky's Backyard Barbecue. Maybe you're looking for a place to have dinner, but you went through all the places. See if the barbecue is on. So, number 5 is lunch at Cinderella's Castle. May you be able to have a princess come talk to you. That would be cool. Or, you could be found talking to Sea Turtle Crush at Epcot. That is very fun. Maybe you'll be able to ask him a question. You'll talk to him. Or you can meet some characters. Instead of the digital crush, you could actually meet the characters. That would be cool. Ride the monorail. Yep, riding the monorail is fun. Maybe it doesn't go that fast, and if you're worried you're going to fall down, you won't. You're worried the monorail's going to fall off the track, it won't. It's more easier, actually. Or you could have a Disney movie at your hotel if your TV will let you plug in Disney DVDs. That would be perfect. Now, when you're at number 10, watch a parade. Maybe you can be found watching the Pixar parade, maybe the Frozen parade. Maybe you could be found watching any parade, though. And those are top 10 things that you could be found doing at Disney World. And now, after this, it's time for the Friendship Pledge. So now, let's go into Let It Go.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no road, no rules for me. Yeah.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Our friendship pledges spread a little magic wherever you go. And maybe even to your Disney characters. Spread a little magic to them, and they might spread a little bit magic to you. Bye. Oh, and song number 5, It's a Small World.
It's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hopes and a world of fears. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. 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 It's a small world.
Thank you.